The cold spells appear to be winding down, but the ground is still wet and mushy, leaving unhoused individuals who sleep outside in a precarious situation. But a strong-minded crew at the Thorold Seniors Center keeps the steam up through lending a helping hand, weaving sleeping pads from old discarded milk bags. On Tuesday, the crafts were on full display as the center was paid a visit from Canada's Minister of Seniors, Kamal Khera. "It gives us something to do, while helping the environment, and of course people who are sleeping on the street," said member Ruth, who didn't give her last name. "We heard of a local church that was weaving these sleeping pads, so we paid them a visit and they showed us how they do it, and donated one of the frames we use for weaving it." Since the visit, more than 100 pads have left the center, distributed to those in need by local charity workers. Ruth said there is no plan on stopping the weekly get-togethers to make the sturdy pads. "It's enjoyable, relaxing," said Livia Corelli, who together with Anna DeSanto demonstrated the tedious process of cutting up, tying together and finally weaving the plastic strips into a rugged piece of sleeping equipment. "Each one takes us about 5 hours to make. I think we have made at least 15 so far this year." The crafting crew is also making pillows from water-repellent fabric, stuffed with smaller, thin plastic bags as stuffing, providing waterproof padding for the head for individuals in need. The crafter's corner appeared to intrigue the minister, who visited the center together with local MP Vance Badawi, Mayor Terry Ugolini, and other stakeholders from the area. Noting that the day also is International Women's Day, Khera said the visit was inspiring. "The theme for this year is Women Inspiring Women, and I can tell you as someone that is a young person, literally women inspiring me every day," Khera said. "Especially right there, at the crafts table, for the work that you are doing for vulnerable and homeless individuals in our community, thinking how we can use recycled plastic to be able to build something for them. It's quite something." The visit also highlighted the $16,000 that was provided to the center through a federal grant, which among other things helped the center buy a set of exercise machines operated while sitting down to allow for some light cardio. The mayor was not late to try one of the contraptions out, commenting on their usability for seniors. "The senior center is so important to engage our senior community, not only with arts and crafts, but also with physical fitness," Ugolini said, while cycling away on the machine, noting he could go for a long time because of his extensive bike riding. "Basically, you can do anything in here, from board games to classes. This is an all-rounded facility to keep our seniors active."